anti-Bush protests that began even before the president landed yesterday continue today. About a dozen rallies are expected throughout London over the course of the visit. NPR's Guy Raz reports from London.
While Air Force One idled on the runway at Heathrow Airport, about 2,500 anti-Bush protesters gathered inside the Quaker Meeting House on Euston Road, where Andrew Murray from the Stop the War Coalition kicked off the first main rally.
Thank you. And I'd like to welcome you all to the first event in what is going to be three extraordinary days of national protest against the most unwelcome visitor to these shores since William the Conqueror.
Inside the room, anti-war posters read Bush, Blair, war criminals. A panel of distinguished activists, including Vietnam veteran Ron Kovic, addressed the crowd. Outside, candles flickered as a choral society for peace sang.
The young ones join the army.
And anti-capitalist activists sold peace t-shirts for $16. Demonstrators like Chris Ninem are going to great lengths to insist there is nothing anti-American about their movement.
I think the objective is to show the world, really, and if possible the American public, if the US media allows that to happen, that the majority of people in this country are indeed not anti-American, but against the war policy that's being pursued by both our government and the government of the United States. It's another opportunity for us to have a bit of democracy in this country.
And in a democracy, Ninem reminded a visitor, all points of view need to be aired. It probably helps to explain why activists like British playwright Harold Pinter, a longtime left-wing hero, did little to conceal his contempt last night.
No nation, I suggest, has ever been so detested as the United States is today. The United States also more and more resembles Nazi Germany in its ambitions.
To any observer here, it's obvious there's a marked contrast in the way the British public views both the Bush administration and the United States and the way it's viewed by Tony Blair's government. The Prime Minister may stand shoulder to shoulder with President Bush, but popular sentiment here towards American foreign policy isn't all that different from public opinion in continental Europe. Harold Pinter called Prime Minister Blair's association with Mr. Bush a disgrace.
I say to Mr. Bush, get out of this country and take Tony Blair with you.
Opposition to the war in Iraq and the continuing problems in that country may galvanize many Britons, but there are other issues that demonstrators want to highlight. About a mile from the Quaker House, another group gathered in front of Exxon's London office. A protester who gave his name as Tony was among the demonstrators.
Well, I'm here to demonstrate against George Bush and his terrible policies. Well, this particular demonstration is about his appalling policies on global warming and the repudiation of the Kyoto Protocol.
Throughout the day today, protesters plan to follow the president's movements. High school students will stage a rally in front of Parliament. 16-year-old Victoria Marriott will skip school for it.
I don't think it's wrong for students to miss school. We have to demonstrate. We have to show that, we're willing to make these sacrifices. And if it means missing school, then I think we should.
London's mayor, Ken Livingstone, himself a left-wing activist, sealed an 11th-hour deal with London police to allow demonstrations to take place near places where Mr. Bush may visit.
The police will ensure that there is, within sight and sound of George Bush's every appearance, a place designated for lawful protest.
Livingstone plans to take part as well. Later today, the mayor will hold an alternative state dinner at City Hall. President Bush is not invited. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.